Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Dean, I got to tell you, I was a regular Dean Richards Jr. over the weekend, watched The Many Saints of Newark, The Morning Show, Ted Lasso.
Look at you.
And you know what? That Sopranos prequel, if you were a hardcore Sopranos fan like me, and I know you were too, fantastic. But if not, don't you think people would kind of... want more or be left very, wanting?
Very definitely. I mean, you know, if you read the reviews, half of the reviews are like us who loved it and appreciated all the nostalgic little Easter eggs, I guess you might say, along the way. And some hated it and, you know, just they didn't get it.
All right.
And I understand that, you know, but, you know, if you look at this as what I think has to be a first chapter in what will be other movies. There is no possible way that a master filmmaker like David Chase is just going to leave you hanging like this. I mean, Tony Soprano doesn't even begin his, you know, induction into gangsterhood in this movie. It has to be at least one more chapter, at least one between what this Many Saints of Newark movie is and the Soprano series that we know.
Yeah.
There has to be more coming. I
hope.
I'd be willing to bet on it, but it was still fun to... Isn't it fun to see all those old characters as young people, young Silvio, young Livia,
right?
You know, the young Polly Walnuts.
That was fun.
Yeah, I thought so too. That said, it didn't do that well at the box office because it also is on HBO Max. I think that's part of it.
Sure.
This Venom movie, the one that I hated so much and still do, broke box office records, which, you know, all it means is that a lot of people went to go see it. And as we've talked about before, it is young people that's fueling box office numbers right now. So I'm not surprised that younger people went to go see this Venom movie. It made $90 million over the weekend. That is the biggest movie opening in the post-pandemic era. It beat Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. It beat Shang-Chi. You know, whether or not it can hold on to the number one spot, I think is extremely doubtful because the new James Bond movie is going to be opening this coming Friday. And, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, definitely the movies that are geared toward young people are the ones that are doing best at the box office. Whether James Bond has that appeal for younger people, I don't know, you know, or if it's just for people like us that grew up with James Bond.
Well, these movies that are also available streaming, I mean, that has to eat into your box office.
Yeah, it dilutes the, I mean, if there's only one way to see it at a movie where you have to go pay money to go into the theater to see it. If you can stay home and pay money to see it on HBO Max, you know, that doesn't get counted into the weekend box office numbers. So it's, you know, that's the way. It's a very interesting time in the history of the movie business right now. That said, I still hate Venom.
yeah, but apparently the kids don't care. Dude.
All we know is that they went to see it. We don't know if they liked it or not. But you know, there's as the great Roy Leonard used to say, that's why Baskin Robbins makes 31 flavors.
Exactly,
there is something for everyone out there.
Let's talk about David Lee Roth. After Eddie Van Halen died, I guess David took a look at his life, didn't he?
He did. He said after Eddie died, which, by the way, was a year ago this week, said that he realizes how short our time is here on Earth. And he, you know, kind of reevaluated his life and announced his retirement over the weekend. I said and added, my time is probably even shorter than most. But he said, I'm throwing in the shoes, and he will do his final shows at the House of Blues in Las Vegas beginning on New Year's Eve. So if you're you know, if you get up on the table and jump around every time you hear that famous Cubs theme of the Van Halen song Jump,
Yep.
Or, you know, Dance the Night Away. Those are all the songs that David Lee Roth will be remembered for. You know, time is running short to see him live to do those again.
Yeah, speaking of time running short, wait till you hear the new Springsteen Mellencamp track. It's going to be on Mellencamp's album that's coming out next year, but it's all about wasted time and time growing short. It's a little depressing, but if you take away from that the idea that I'm going to make today count and every day count, it's okay. But
yeah, aging rock and rollers.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're singing about now.
Yeah,
talking entertainment with Dean Richards. So the Chicago Film Festival has something special planned for Halloween, don't they?
Yeah, they are be launching on October the 14th, but they're going to be doing something that they call opening night after dark features. Which means, you know, after they do regular showings of the films during the day and in the evening, they're going to do some late night screenings. And they just announced that they are going to have the Chicago premiere of Jamie Lee Curtis's Halloween Kills, which is the third in the famous Halloween franchise that made both her and Michael Myers famous. The movie isn't going to be opening until the following Friday all over the city, but you can see this Halloween movie on Wednesday, October the 13th at 10 p.m. You can get more information, buy tickets at chicagofilmfestival.com. And next week, we're going to be talking one-on-one with Jamie Lee Curtis. We'll share a portion of that interview right here.
I ran into her in a restaurant one time in Southern California. As nice as can possibly be. Friendly, engaging.
Yep, that's always been the case every time that I've interviewed her.
Mm-hmm.
Could not be nicer, could not be more friendly,
mm-hmm.
Self-effacing, just, you know, as big of a movie star as she is. Is about as nice as she is, too.
We like that. I didn't see 60 Minutes last night, but Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga were on.
Yeah.
And were they talking about Tony Bennett's Alzheimer's at all?
Yeah, that was pretty much the whole crux of the piece of, you know, how he's doing their new album, their Cole Porter Duets album, just came out over the weekend. The album's called Love for Sale. And so they, Anderson Cooper did as much of an interview as he could do with Tony Bennett. It was a little bit heartbreaking because, you know, they showed him in his current state of where he is with the disease of Alzheimer's, which has progressed quite a bit. His wife, Susan, did most of the talking, explaining how he is and how he does. But it's, you know, it's amazing. We've talked about this before of when he's at home, when he's backstage, when he's not singing, he's a little bit lost in the world of Alzheimer's, in the haze of it all. But when he gets on stage, he becomes the old Tony again, which is really interesting. The first voice you're going to hear is Tony's wife, Susan, and then Lady Gaga talking about performing with him. And then a little bit of the new album.
Recognizes me, thank goodness, his children. You know, we are blessed in a lot of ways. He's very sweet. He doesn't know he has it.
He doesn't know he has Alzheimer's.
Do you want to sing Anything Goes?
Yeah.
All right, great. Anything Goes.
When that music comes on, it's something happens to him. He knows exactly what he's doing. And what's important for me, actually, just to make sure that I don't get in the way of that.
Hey, Tony.
That's the first time that Tony said my name in a long time.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
You're so deep in my heart. You're really a part of me.
I've got you.
Yes, I do.
Skin.
Yeah, it's really amazing. When he's on stage, he's electrifying, and he's aware of everybody who's on the stage with him. As you heard Gaga say a minute ago, off stage, he couldn't remember her name. The minute she stepped on stage, you know, he proclaimed, "Lady Gaga, hey!" You know, he was like the old Tony on stage again.
Isn't that something?
It's just amazing how people who are living with Alzheimer's what's going on up there. But you can see the full piece. It's kind of beautiful on the 60 Minutes CBS website.
I remember interviewing Glenn Campbell with his wife on that last tour, and Glenn also had no feeling or knowledge that he had Alzheimer's.
Right.
And I think that's common in that case.
Yeah, I remember Glenn's wife had to, you know, prompt him through, help him through the interview, right?
Pretty nice SNL tribute to Norm MacDonald, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was one of the highlights of the big 47th season premiere at the end of Weekend Update, the feature that Norm hosted himself for several years back in the day. They decided to give the last few minutes back over to Norm.
Thanks. I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the fake news. At the White House this week, President Clinton officially came out against same-sex marriages. What's more, the president said he is not too crazy about opposite-sex marriages either. A new airport planned for San Diego would actually be located 3 miles out in the Pacific Ocean, built on 40 by 20 foot floating cylinders. It's all part of a plan by city officials to have a huge disaster. In a brilliant move during closing arguments, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran put on the knit cap prosecutors say O.J. wore the night he committed the murders. Although O.J. may have hurt his case when he suddenly blurted out, "Hey, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat."
Oh, wow.
That's the way it is, folks. Good night and good luck.
Just to remind you how hilarious Norm MacDonald was.
And smart, and what a great delivery. And ironically, it was probably all those O.J. jokes that got him fired
off of
that program.
Lost him the job, that's right.
Because at the time, Lorne Michaels wasn't running it, right? It was Don Olmeyer, I think.
I think that's right. I think that's right. And Pete Davidson last night, Saturday night, wore a Norm MacDonald T-shirt to honor one of their mentors, one of their icons.
Cool. Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.